I'll sunshine it.
Yeah, it serves you right. If you hadn't given Mrs. Ells the poem to the first crazy fellow that come in here, you wouldn't have to be writing one yourself now.
Well, quit your dang yapping, will you? The Wright feller's coming for this poem in 5 minutes here.
Well, how much you got writ now?
I got the name of it in the first line. I remember that from yesterday. It goes, the victor rides, blow the horn and beat the drum. And what in tradition rhymes a drum?
Well, why don't you change your drum to gun? Then you can rhyme it with Sander Bun. It's supposed to be about Sander Bun, ain't it?
Okay, now that ain't a bad idea, Eb. Let's see, blow the horn.
And load your gun.
Yes.
For back in town is Sidney Bun.
Shakes of life. You're pretty good at poetry, ain't you? Now, what'll I put down next?
Wait a second, sir. I learned a couple of poems when I went to school. See if I can recollect them. Remember something about men may come and men may go, but it runs on forever?
That's all right. Yes, we can just change that to bun on runs on forever, huh?
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, but bun runs on forever. Now, what rhymes with ever?
Heifer.
Heifer, yes, sir. I got it. Bun runs on forever, like Mrs. Snyder's heifer.
And then just to wind it up with, you're the idol of my heart, sweet Adeline.
Yes, surely. That gives it a right for the ending, too, don't it? Kind of short, but... Bill, I suppose it's...
Say, if you're going to that statue unveiling, you better be on your way. They're starting already.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Hector Smith? It ain't 2 o'clock yet.
Yeah, can't you tell time yet? Look at the clock up there.
Yes, look at it.
Yes, but that clock is wrong. I tell you, they're starting, I tell you. I just come past there.
Oh, no. Clock's wrong. Let's see where my watch is. Say, I'll be switched. That clock is wrong. Come on, Ed, let's get going here.
No, now, don't rush me, Dan. Yeah. Bernie, don't rush
Come
me.
On.
I want to get my coat in the back room.
Well, hurry up. Hurry up. Say, ain't you going to that unveiling, Chef Hector?
Hmm? Oh, shoot. What do I care about the old unveiling? Dickens with it. No, sir, I'm not going. What do I care?
Well, I don't blame you. They slickered me where like they slickered you. I wouldn't even show my face anyplace. You thought you was doing big things, didn't you, when you put in up $2,000 for that statue?
Oh, shoot.
Yes, Ned, I own the bun not only slipped you into paying for the whole darn thing, but got him to put up the statue of a lone father. And what did you get out of it? What did you get out of it? Not even glory. Why, say, I bet they won't even mention your name there this afternoon.
Yes, they will mention my name. Yes, they will. Don't
yes,
you worry.
They will.
They'll mention my name, all right. Don't you worry about
Jenny
that.
Senator Bun will get all the glory and you won't even get mentioned.
You worry about that.
Yeah, maybe the next time you'll pay a little attention when I warn you.
Well, come on, if you're gone, Chuck. Here I am already.
Oh, yes. So wait a second. Say, Hector, there's a fellow named Booth stopping in here for after poem. Just give him this, will you?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll give it to him.
Yes. Kind of mind the face to get back, will you?
Yes, I'll mind it. Oh, shoot the luck. Hello. No, ma'am. No, they're not here. Neither one of them. Oh, yes, the poem, yes, I got it right here. No, Mrs. Pinkley, he hasn't come in yet. No, I haven't even... wait a second. Maybe this is the fellow now.
Oh, where's Mr. Peters? Where's Mr. Winterbottom?
Oh, they went over to the statue unveiling.
Oh, dear me, but they were to have a poem for me. I'm supposed to read it there. Oh, dear, I knew something would go wrong.
Just a second. Are you Mr. Booth?
Yes, he is.
Well,
I.
Here's your poem right
oh,
here.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope I get there in time. Goodbye.
Yes, so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow citizens, there is no need of my going into a long dissertation on why we are gathered here today. We are here to view for the first time a monument, a statue, generously donated to this city. There is no mystery as to what is underneath this canvas covering at my right. It is a statue of one of Corn Center's loyal citizens, a man whose life we might all emulate. More than that, it is, perhaps, the one real work of art in our community. The only two persons who have seen this statue, Miss Iona Bun and Mrs. Pinkley, inspected it day before yesterday and pronounced it perfect. And now, in opening these exercises, I take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Montgomery Booth, who will read an original poem by Mrs. Zell. Mr. Booth. Mr. Booth. Is Mr. Booth here yet?
Oh, yes, here I am. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was delayed. I'm all out of breath. I hope you ladies and gentlemen will pardon me. The poem... Oh, I'm so sorry. The poem which Mrs. Zell has written is tribute to a man we all know and respect. Senator Sidney Bunn. The poem is entitled, The Victor Rides. Blow the horn and load your gun, for back in town is Sidney Bunn. Men may come and men may go, but Bunn runs on forever like Mrs. Snyder's heifer. What? Why, I... Oh, really, I... Oh,
yeah, and just, that last line goes, you're the idol of my heart.
Sweet as a light.
See here, if you think it's a joke to insult my father.
Oh, really, I don't understand. This is the poem they gave me, dear lady.
To one side, Hitler, I will read the poem. Not the doggerel of a petty village scribbler, but the work of a master.
You get out of here, you.
Be silent, wench.
I can't tell.
Roll on, roll on, thou deep and dark blue ocean, roll. 10,000 fleets sweep over thee in vain.
How's that?
You said 10,000 Swedes sweeping in vain.
Man marks the earth with ruin.
Why, the man's crazy. He's insane. You go away from here, you old. Why, I'll strike you.
Leon McDuff. And cursed be he who cried out, oh, hold, enough.
Oh, well, I take that, you.
Drink
and
beer.
Here, what's the matter with you, fool? Stop that. Stop it, I say. I ought to put you both under arrest. Ashamed of you.
It's the feller's fault, Judge. He called the other feller a big Swede.
Well, never mind now. Quiet, please. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, both of you. Now, I think the best thing you can do is to apologize to each other and then leave.
Oh, very well. I will apologize.
You ask my pardon, and I say thee nay. When 'twas my fault, forgive me, pray. For I'm to be queen of the name, and for I'm to be queen of the name. I go, but when I return, I shall be back.
Now, Miss Bunn, everything will be all right. Never mind.
Stop your dad during bellowing.
Oh, you shut up.
Oh, now, please, Miss Bunn, after all.
I don't care. I paid to have that poem written about my father, and I'm going to have it read. It's a fine state of affairs when a man donates a statue to your town and then you refuse to read a poem about him.
Oh, but Miss Bunn, there must be some mistake about the poem. You can see that for yourself. Now, suppose we go on with the program. And now, friends, as the daughter of Senator Bunn, Miss Iona Bunn will have the honor of pulling the rope which lets loose the canvas and unveils the statue. I introduce you, Miss Bunn.
Well, I'm going to make a speech. I'm going to say just this. As far as I'm concerned, I'm sorry my father donated this statue. In this whole program, his name has only been mentioned once. He might be proud of having been raised in this town, but I'm certainly proud I wasn't. And when I pull this cord, you will see the statue of the only real gentleman in your whole community. When I pull this cord, you will see the statue of a man of real intelligence and breeding.
Well, pull that darn cord. Go ahead and pull it.
Well, I'm going to pull it. There.
Well, let me Smith. It's a statue of Hector. A statue of Hector Smith.
Yes.